I'm happy now to welcome Brooks Williams. He is a composer and sound designer, and he is in Santa Fe for a fairly short time. He's taking part this coming weekend on the 2nd of April at the Santa Fe Complex Manipulated Image event, and he's performing music and has a video in this event. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thanks.
So talk about your music first, and we're going to be hearing a little bit of that as well.
I've been doing music for a long time, based out of New York. In particular, I was a founding member of a group called History of Unheard Music. We did sort of improvised music with electronics and acoustic instruments, and also did theatrical performances.
What was the theater component of it?
Well, we had what we call a station, where it would be a mixer, sound devices. Also, we did action painting. We may have a movie projector or a slide projector, puppets, masks. So it was sort of rock and roll theater in a way. I mean, I wouldn't, only in the spirit of rock and roll. The music itself was sort of all over the map stylistically, I think, but always with sort of a bit of humor in it also.
When you talk about the experimental music scene in New York, that encompasses almost everything. What were you in particular experimenting with?
Well, I've always had an affinity for electronic instruments and synthesizers, and then that evolved into computers. And then also experimenting with styles of music and ways of performing music.
So what will you be doing this weekend and with whom?
Well, this weekend I will be performing by myself. It'll be a short performance in that the show is mainly a video series called Manipulated Images.
Right.
And so I started getting involved in, interested in doing videos and photography over the last 10 years or so. And it fits in well with what I do with music because it involves computers, manipulating images is not that far in some ways from manipulating sound.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, I find an affinity for it. Technically, there are things that are different, but yeah, to me, I have an affinity for that type of...
I suppose the more time goes on, the more people are doing similar things on their computers.
Well, the tools are just amazing. And of course, when you say similar, sometimes the tools produce certain results easily, and people can do that.
You've got a sound file or you've got a video file, and you can manipulate them in incredible software ways.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then when I first got in started with electronic music, I didn't envision to the levels that it would get to and as affordable and powerful as it's gotten to today. It's been really great.
You've had a group for some time. You founded the group called History of Unheard Music. Unheard Music, okay, oxymoron of the day. What does that mean?
Well, it actually came out of a performance. It was just the idea of looking at certain points of history and trying to imagine the soundtrack for that. And then that just
for
became
example,
our name. Catherine the Great, or Attila the Hun on attacks and the aftermath of his attack. And I don't know, these were our images that we would conjure.
So then you would think, what was the soundscape going on when Attila the Hun was doing his thing?
And that's what it was. But that was a performance, and that was the theme of a performance. And then we needed a name, and so that just became our name, The History of Unheard Music, or HUM, which we liked.
So you're taking part in the Manipulated Image series at Santa Fe Complex this week, and not just you.
In fact, there's going to be some other artists at this event from Colorado. I don't know them, but Lale Mehran and Chris Coleman, also from Colorado.
Right.
So that should be of interest that people, they'll be talking about their work.
You live in New York. How has the experimental music scene evolved in the... 20 plus years that you've been working in it?
Well, now it's on to, new generation. And I think that's of interest to me, seeing the children of improvisers of 20, 30 years ago adapting and digesting and coming up with new forms of experimental music. So, you know,
are they using different tools?
Well, they're using, in some ways, yes. When I was first starting off, computers weren't used. You know, we had synthesizers, samplers weren't used. We were doing things with very crude instruments. So these tools have gotten very powerful. And and I think they've digested these styles, you know, along with pop music and all the other styles. And it's fascinating to see how it keeps evolving, and people are accepting experimental conventions that are now, you know, people are used to it. So it's no longer startling.
Right.
And
When something is no longer startling and shocking, then you can use it and go further with it.
Sure. I mean, not everything has to be startling and shocking. You know, I enjoy all kinds of things and things of beauty or different meanings. But it's great that the language has gotten more sophisticated.
Brooks Williams is a composer and sound designer, and we're going to go out with a piece from one of his discs from the History of Unheard Music. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you at the Santa Fe Complex.
Great. Thanks, Mary Charlotte.